Hello, everyone. Today is Sunday, August 16th, 2020. You are listening to the online worship service of the United Methodist Church of Petaluma. Thank you all so much for being here. Now is a time in our worship, typically, where we would all stand up and pass the peace of Christ to each other. We can't be in the sanctuary right now. So maybe we can hit pause on this worship service. Take a moment, pass the peace of Christ to your family member who might be in the room with you, or take a moment and call somebody and pass the peace of Christ to them. Please join me in the call to worship. Saint Clement of Alexandria, in the beginning of the 3rd century AD, said that the most fervent of prayers we can offer up to God is our very lives. We come together across the ether to empower one another as we seek to live lives that are a fragrant and powerful prayer to our Maker. So come, let us make a beginning as we worship. Come, let us open our hearts and give our lives over to the power of love. Amen.
Come, let us breathe together as we release the pain and sorrow of the mistakes and missteps we have made. Come, let us make confession in silent prayer to a God who waits to hear. Let us pray. Amen. God continually pours the Spirit out upon us. This is a spirit drenched with forgiveness. It awaits our embrace and our willingness to receive. By the power of God's remarkable grace, we are forgiven. Alleluia and amen.
Let us pray. God of light, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and your word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. First reading today is from Psalm 133, The Blessedness of Unity. How very good and pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head, running down upon the beard, on the beard of Aaron, running down over the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord ordained his blessing, life forevermore. This ends the first reading.
Nanonda lesoni na mataganindai sa koto na samin dunan rao tu subutulu. Samin dutul tulu bangun na kinurongo. Reda na kinayanga, kina kina matabinaka, nire sa tiku bagayalo bata na beokani. Sabakani lumu talei eno luna, katiriba na kumina, iena kumieroni. Katiri somba kina tuti ni nona isulu, kabakana tengu meirimoni, kalutu somba kina lumu noga sayoni, nisa avosa kochoba meadumae kina, na kaivi baka lumu tataki, ino mbula, esenga ni mundu.
Just the other day, I opened up the book just to see what it had to say. There upon the page it said, love your enemies. Shook my head and walked away. I don't know about loving enemies. I got trouble loving friends. But if you'll take my part, open up this heart, we can start to make amends. Well, that old boy was smart. He knew it from the start. We'd have enemies and more. But instead of fighting them, he tried loving them, a way that's sure to change the world. I don't know about loving enemies. I got trouble loving friends. But if you'll take my part, open up this heart, we can start to make amends. Well, there ain't no guarantee, no fancy warranty that this crazy way will work. The only thing we know, hate's no way to go. And trying to save our lives we'll lose. Well, I don't know about loving enemies. I got trouble loving friends. But if you'll take my part, open up this heart, we can start to make amends. Well, I don't know about loving enemies. I got trouble loving friends. But if you'll take my part, open up this heart, we can start to make amends.
Second reading is from Matthew 15, the Canaanite woman's faith. Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then a Canaanite woman from the region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, Great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish. And her daughter was healed instantly. This ends the second reading.
Ne koroni non delesoni, e koto mena madiu no wase tingalima, mane tiki ne roso bondua, keno roso bowalu, wango na keno rongo, sangai lota ni kutsisu, kalawani kina sana itaya, ke seitoni, kareda sanduona elewa ni kenani, salago mena sana koya, asa tangi bua, kakaya, ni lomani omai, na turanga, na lubi tebita. Na lubengo elewa sararobo elebu, ni saduru mikoya, induona teboro. Asa sekani kakua induona voso kukoya. Arsa lagumai na nona tise peli, kamusuti koya kakaya, wakatele kwa tani, ni samaitangi muri kenda tiku. Asa voso kukoya kakaya, usa sekani telai mevira na tani, wiranga na sipi ni matangali isireli, erayeli tu. Sangai lagumai nelewa kaduwa kakaya, Kemuni na turanga ni buki yomai. Asa voso kukoe kakaya, sa senga ni vinaka, ni kau na kenda na ngone, ka membiu wiri na kuli. Asa kaya na elewa, indina ngana turanga, ikuiri na kuli, erakania na meme ni kakana, saluto mene tepeli, ni nona turanga. Sangai voso kuchisu kakaya wa, elewa, sa lebu na numu bombota. Miado viko, mi bakana kago sa pinakata. Asambula no lube ne lewa, ene tiki ni singa kwaya. Dingu baba kalmo tataka na klo, na nona bosa, en darongo darawa indinday.
Good morning, sisters and brothers. How wonderful it is to be able to be in your presence today and for us to be together in a time of worship and praise. Let's pray for a second. Holy God, as we gather to unpack your word, may the meditations of our common heart and the words of my mouth be acceptable in your sight. For you and you alone are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So, I'm wondering today if any of you have ever been ignored before. It's not a great feeling, is it? And being ignored can take all kinds of shapes and happen for a host of reasons. Could be most anything. Maybe you got ignored by other kids when you were young. Or perhaps you got ignored when you were offering a suggestion for how things might go better at work. It depends on who is doing the ignoring, of course, and it's a terrible thing when you are upset at someone and you decide to ignore them, but then you realize that they aren't even aware that you're ignoring them. Ouch. As a parent, you know, I used to select the option of ignoring my kids on special occasions. Usually it was when they were asking me something that they already knew the answer to. Dad, can you double our allowance? Dad, can I have the car for a weekend to go camping with the guys? No, I don't know where we're going. Dad, can I get a .22 rifle? All the other kids have them. Sometimes it's good to ignore someone. I ignore bullies up to a point. They then need to be called out. I ignore most forms of rudeness up to a point. Then rudeness needs to be named. I frequently don't pay attention when someone makes a mistake. I believe in grace. But if you're the one being ignored, wow. Even if it's well-intended, well, it's crazy-making. This one organization I once worked for would solicit people's opinions with all kinds of language about team and so forth and wanted your input on the things the company is focused on, and then they would routinely ignore people who made observations and suggestions and ideas, and oh, that drove me crazy. And then, of course, there's what I consider to be the big one. And that is ignoring someone as a form of dismissal. That, friends, is a wounding insult. When you ignore someone like that, you are, by your silence, making a clear statement. And it goes something like this. You may be talking to me, but I don't think you or what you're trying to say even warrant me acknowledging your presence. Oh, I hope that's never happened to you. It's painful. And it's not the way we deal with people in Christian community, is it? Well, that's true, except we do have this story of Jesus today about Jesus ignoring the Canaanite woman. I mean, what's up with that? This is not what I think of as Jesus-type behavior, but let's take a look at this story. There's a woman, not of Jesus' tribe. She was a Canaanite, and she had a daughter, the text tells us, who was suffering terribly from demon possession. Now, demon possession is not something we tend to buy into these days, but I think it's safe to assume something was really wrong with this woman's daughter. Could have been mental illness or seizures or other maladies, which, due to a lack of medical understanding, was often credited with as being demon possession. But the point is, this woman's daughter was in trouble. She was suffering. So even though she was a Canaanite, not a people beloved by the Jews, she sought out Jesus, and in her sorrow and pain, she comes yelling, even screaming, "Show me mercy, Son of David. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession." What did Jesus do? He ignored her. He did not respond. And she kept on screaming, "Son of David, have mercy on me. Son of David, my daughter is suffering." Finally, the disciples grow tired of the yelling and plead with Jesus to send this woman away. And then Jesus replies with these very strange words, "I was sent only to the lost sheep, the people of Israel." Jesus says this amidst the growing volume of the woman screaming, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Whoa, wait a minute. Did I just hear Jesus correctly? I mean, this is nothing short of amazing. And yes, we did hear it right. But it's here, friends, that we let the scholars have their say. This story, actually, we are told, represents a struggle in the early Christian community that had two sides. One of these pieces of the early church said that you couldn't be a Christian unless you were circumcised, unless you were a Jew. Hence the words, "I come only to the lost sheep, the people of Israel." Of course, the other side of this debate was a so-called universalist theory of salvation that said Jesus came for the salvation of all people. And this position is most frequently expressed in the writings of St. Paul, but its flavor can be felt in this story. And we know from our own story that the Pauline side won the day, and throughout two millennia we proclaim that Christ came for all, that all might be saved. But let's get back to the story for a moment. Even after Jesus telling her he was not there to help her kind, she still approached him, knelt, and laid it all on the table. And she just said, "Lord, help me." And she said, "Lord, help me." And Jesus then makes it even worse, and he said, "It's not good to take children's bread and give it to dogs." Whoa. No mistake in the disrespect here. But this woman is amazing. She challenged Jesus and said, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs get to eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." Then, and only then, Jesus relented and healed the woman's daughter. And you know, this story still startles me. It makes me wonder, even with what we know of the divisions in the early church, if the story might be more about this woman and her persistence than it is about Jesus and his behavior. I mean, seriously, this woman would not quit. Who among us, if our children were in danger or suffering, would not move heaven and earth to try to help them? You see, we can put ourselves in her sandals. She kept on coming, calling Jesus, "Son of David," which is a clear acknowledgement that she knew he was the Messiah. She was ignored, shunted aside, insulted, and to borrow a phrase from our own recent history, nevertheless, she persisted. My friends, I believe that at least one piece of light shed by this powerful story has to do with simply not quitting. It has to do with a revolutionary persistence that we, as followers of Jesus, are called to practice. It's that unwillingness to back down that built hospitals and schools around the world with United Methodist persistence. It's that refusal to back down that got women the vote in this country. And it is that same persistence that we must continue to pursue while even today women make pennies on the dollar to what men make for doing the same job. It's that kind of persistence to which we are called as we stand with our African-American sisters and brothers who, after four centuries of enslavement, lynching, are simply saying enough. They have persisted, and it is time for us to stand with them as we call to the Son of David to heal this hatred. Oh, friends, we could spend all day voicing the litany of heroes who have persisted, even in the face of being ignored, insulted, disrespected, and worse. But I'd like to bring this one home to us as a church and us as individuals. Let's ask each other, where in our own lives are we called to the revolutionary persistence that filled this Canaanite woman with power? Where in your own life are you being called to pursue healing without stopping? Where in your own lives are you being led to keep pushing till power relents? Where in your lives do you need to relentlessly love someone who perhaps has done nothing to earn that love? Remember grace, the love that cannot be earned? Yeah, that's a calling for all of us. And how about us as a congregation of the United Methodist Church here in Petaluma? Where is God calling us to be persistent, to keep focusing, to not give up or surrender? Where is God calling us as a church to pick up the wounded, the hurting, the demon-possessed, and pursue their healing with all the energy we have? It's a day, a time for us to consider this. Sometimes we win, friends, because we are just plain persistent, or stubborn, you might say. And that, friends, is revolutionary in nature. We often see many people giving up and walking away, but that's not us. That's never going to be us. So let's be in discerning prayer as we focus our hearts and spirits on being the church right now. Let us bring joyful, persistent witness to the love of God. Let us never tired of doing what's right because it's right. Let us persist in speaking truth when all around us are the lies of this world. And friends, in our persistence, let us hear the words of Jesus saying, "You have great faith. It will be as you wish." You have great faith. It will be as you wish. Amen. Sisters and brothers, let's center our hearts in prayer. Holy and wonderful God, we are your community. We are your people before we are any other people. You and your loving grace define us. You and your powerful love create us. And we come this day from disparate places to give our hearts to you in prayer. God, we come this day to give our spirits and to open ourselves so that we might receive a double blessing from your wonderful Spirit. God, in the midst of our lives, we walk and move and have our way, but God, we also struggle. We struggle, Holy One, with what it means to be the church in the midst of these days. We struggle with being isolated and shut up at home, some of us. And we struggle, God, with a vision for the future, and we would pray that you would pour out your Spirit in such a mighty way that vision would be born anew in us as Christian community. And God, we also invite your presence into our day-to-day lives. God, where we are dispirited and tired, we pray for a new energy. God, there are those of us who are wrestling with illness and with loved ones who are ill, and we are bold enough to ask for prayers of healing. God, there are those of us who struggle in relationship and struggle with trying to just put one foot in front of the other, and we ask for your guidance, the touch of your loving hand on our shoulder as we step ahead into a new day. Hear us, God. Hold us. Lead us forward and help us to be your church, your people, in the blessed name of Jesus, who taught us to say as we pray.
The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Tamagi mami melo malangi, me bororo taki ne damuni, me adumai na numuni matintu, me dagalalo mamuni iburubura, me bakasada melo malangi. Ni sile me piki mami ne singongo na kakana erotiki mami, ni mukoda ne mami valvalda, me bakaki mami samukodo ti nononra, erosai valvalda piki mami, ni kaguni kotiki mami gine vere, kavumbule ki mami menda. Ni sa nomuni na matintu, kena kaukaua, kena langilangi, sangani mundu. Amen.
Sisters and brothers, we continue our worship now as we celebrate the returning of our many gifts from God into the work of God's church. I need you to know deeply that while our buildings are shuttered, our church is wide open, and many new and exciting things are happening. We invite you to participate in this part of our life as you give generously of the gifts God has given you. We, of course, have many ways to do this. You can write a check and send it or drop it by the church office. You can also go online and set up a donation from your bank account that will be happening in the way and in the timing that you wish. There are many ways to give, but it is important that we all honor our commitment as members of this community to keep our ministry growing and alive. And indeed, friends, it is growing. The numbers who come to us and to be with us in this podcast grow each week. And we give you thanks for this blessed addition and for the generosity that comes. Let us pray. Holy God, we give you thanks for all you have given us. And we give you thanks for your blessed call to be the community of your Son Christ. We dedicate these gifts as only a portion of the many blessings you have given us. And may we use them in ministry so that the world might be healed. May we use them in ministry so that there might be grace and hope and healing in abundance. We dedicate these gifts in in your name, in the service and witness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hear these words of benediction, the prayer of Saint Francis. Lord, make us an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Go now in peace. And may the peace of Christ walk with you in these days. Amen.